says Taini Abchoros, he had nice figs there. For Yishev Boy Shnei Shomer, he put there two watchmen. Echad Chigur, once was a hunchback, the Echad Suma, one was blind. So Amalei Chigur Suma, the one that was hunchback, couldn't walk, said to the blind one, Bechoros Neis Ani Rai Paradise. Listen, I see beautiful figs here in the Paradise. In the Paradise. Borva Kivuni, come and carry me, on a V.M. Yachlam, and I'll eat it. So Rochav Chigur Agabi Suma. So the one that couldn't walk went on top of the blind one, and together the one on top showed the blind man where to go. Fevim, and he brought him there, Vyochlam, they ate. So Yom, later on, Boba Pardis, the owner of the Pardis, came Omelim, Becherus Noi Seichenein, where my beautiful Becherus. Omelim, Chigus, the Chigur, the one the hunchback that couldn't walk said, or the lame person said, Klum Yeshti Raglein, listen, I don't have feet, how could I do it? Lalech Ben. Omelim Sumas, the blind one said, listen, me, Klum Yeshti Yenayim Lewis, do I have eyes to see? So, you can't blame me. Ma also, so what did the Balabas do? Is here Kiv Chigur Agabe Simon. He put the lame person on top of the blind one. For Don Oysam Kecher, he said no, together you did it, you deserve to be punished. So Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sent him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe Nisham HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him. Nisham of Azorka, the goof, he threw it into our body. For Don Oysam, and he damned the way we are right now, Kechot. You know what the Pesach says? Yikrel HaShemayim Meyol V'yalorot Lod Namoy. So the Darshan like this, when the Pesach says, Yikrel HaShemayim Meyol Zun Nishama goes on Nishama, for it comes above. V'yalorot Lod Namoy, on Oros, this world, that goes the Aguf, that goes upon the goof. The whole Mechoma Verla Mazem, that we have the Ruchnis, we have the Nishama with us, that's put into our Gashmis, put into the Guf, and the person has to know how to work with them, both of them together. We have to know that now that we're alive in this world, we have to work both together, we have to work and make Shalom between our Nishama and our Guf. We can't only appease the Nishama, we can't only appease the Guf, we have to realize we have both, and that's the way the Torah wants. The Torah wants a person to be a Mensch, to be a Nish, to make Shalom, to make peace between your Neshama and your Guf. Because the Maisa, that's the Maskon here, we are together, and the Din will be on both of them together. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding that Tzadik Aleph from the base, around 10 lines down. Here, the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Antoninus L'Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe, Omer Leia Antoninus L'Rebbe. If Neymar Chama Yoitza B'Mizrach, how come the sun comes up on the east side? For Shekas B'Marav, and it goes down on the west side. Omalei said back, like, what kind of question is that? It would have been the opposite way. Nami Hachi Yavi Amritle, you'd also ask me the question, then how come it goes down the opposite way? Omalei said back, no, Hachi Kamino L'Chod, this is what I mean to say to you. If Neymar Shekas B'Marav, how come it goes down on the west side? That was the question. In other words, since it comes up on the east side, it should have went down on the east side also. Or Malaysia said back to the Elite and Shalom Lekainai. It like wants to go towards the west side where Kodesh Baruch Hu is, like to give Shalom to Hashem. Shinem Matapasik says, Utsvoha Shemayim Lechom Mishtachavim. Like the Tzvoha, the Shemayim, the sun, they bow down to Hashem. Or Malaysia said to him like this, still, let the sun only go like halfway to the west. Let it give Shalom to Hashem. Then still let it come back to the east side. There's a question here, the same side it comes up, that's the side it should go down. So the answer is no, Mishum Peilim or Mishum Rebid Rachim, because of the workers and the people that travel. And Rashi says, like the workers, they would not know when to stop working. And the same thing, the people that are traveling, that will not know, like, when to start looking for a place to sleep at night. But like this, that the sun moves towards the west side, they know the closer it gets to the west, it's getting close to Shkia, so they'll know soon it's going to be night. They have to try and find a place where to stay for the night. V'yom alei Antoninus, L'Rebbe, Antoninus said also to Rebbe, Nishama mi'emus sainitna li piyodom, when is the Nishama put into a person? Mishas pikido? Is it put in Bishas Pekida, that means as soon as the Zera comes out of the person, or Mishas Yitzira, or else no, when it starts to form, a few days later, when the baby starts to form. Omalei said you should know Mishas Yitzira, the Nishama is first put in when the baby starts to be formed. Omalei, so
He said back, Evshe chaticha shabos, is it possible like the zera, the piece of meat, a medus could stay shleish yom 3 days blei melech without salt, v'ena masrech, and doesn't rot away? It's like here also, how could the zera stay like in the womb of the body of the lady and it's not formed yet? Ela rather must be mishas pekida, that the neshama, that's what preserves the zera, that must come in mishas pekida as soon as the zera comes out from the man. And Rashi explains, Pekidi, Rashi says it means Mishor Shehamalach Poiked Atipa, when the Malach looks over this Tipa, Umevilof Nehemok, and brings it in front of Hashem, and he says, like, Matei Aleh, what should be upon this Tipa? That the Gemara says in Nida. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe said, Dover Zeh, this thing, Lamadni Antoninus, he taught me this, O Mikra Messiah, you have a right of proof from a Posik. Shem the Pasuk says, O Pekidiyosecho, Shomer Ruchi. Mashma, the Neshama comes in, B'Shas Pekidiyos, soon as the Zera comes out. V'yom Allah Yantaninus L'Rebbi, Mi'ein Messiah Yitzara Sholot B'Yotem. Like, when does the Yitzara come into a person? Mishas Yitzira, as soon as the person is formed inside the womb. Or Mishas Yitzir, or no, when the baby comes out. Om Allah, so Rebbe said back, Mishas Yitzira, when the baby is formed inside. Omel Antoninus said back, no, him came, if that be the pshat, that the baby would have Yetzirah when it's inside the womb, him came, it would like kick and jump out of the mother's stomach, V'yetz, and come out, it would kick and come out. In other words, the pshat from the Yetzirah is he doesn't let you stay still. He always makes you run and go. So you wouldn't be able to be locked up in the mother's stomach, but you jump out. And rather, it must be Mishas Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah first comes into person after he's born, after he comes out. Omar Rebbe said, Dovah Zeh Limadni Antoninus, this thing also Antoninus taught me, O Mikra Messiah, I have a proof from a Pesach. You know what a Pesach says? La Pesach Chates Revitz. Mashma the Chates, the Yetzirah runs to the Pesach, means to the womb. That when the baby comes out, that's when the Yetzirah first comes in. Resh Lakish Ram, Resh Lakish threw a question. See, one Pesach says, by Tchias Amesim, it says, that Bom Iver of Pesach, Horov Yuledis Yachtov, the Mashmah, but Tchis Mesim, when they get up, they'll have the Mumin. He'll still be blind, he'll still be Pesach, he'll still be lame. Uksiv, another Pesach says, Oz Yedale Kayo, they'll be able to run like an ayah, like a deer. Pesach, the ones that were lame before, now they'll be able to jump. The Soroin, Lushan Elim, and people that were dumb before, now they'll be able to sing. Kinifku Bamid Bamayim, Unacholem Boarova. So Mashma, what, when they get up at Chis Mesim, they'll all be healed from all their movement, from all the sicknesses. So to Stira. Okay, so how is this? So Gemara says, I'm them Bamumim, true. When they first wake up, they wake up with their movement. They won't be healed. But in Misrapoyim, later on Hashem will heal them. We'll heal them. Mara says, Ula Rami, Ula asked the question like this. Ula Miksev, one pasuk says, Bila hamavas lanetzach, omoch Hashem dimu miyal koponim, that Kosh Baruch Hu will swallow up mavas, as once they'll beat chismes, and there won't be any more death, and I'll take away tears. Uksev, another pasuk says, Ki hanar ben meyer shana yomas, a child 100 years old will die. Lo yir mishamoit ul yomim. Mashma, there will be death, even after Tchias HaMesim. So Mirtas Lekasha, Kan the Yisrael, Kan the Yerzik Echovim. A Jew, when he wakes up at Tchias HaMesim, he'll stay alive. But Goyim, even though they get up, they'll die. For the Gemara of Yerzik Echovim, my boy Hossim, what are the Goyim doing then, Bishat Tchias HaMesim? So Mirtas says, Hanat the Sibu, the Pasuk that says that we need Goyim also, they'll do our work for us. The Pasuk says, V'yom du Zorim, the road tainchem del pesh shepherd pesh to your sheep, uben nechor ikorechem ekormechem. They'll work on the fields for us. So those goyim that will get up, they will die though. Rav Chizdi, Rav Rav Chizdi asked a question like this. Ksiv, one pasuk says v'chofru halavono uvoisha hachamo. The mashmud levono will be like dagonda, and uvoisha hachamo, the sun will be embarrassed. Rashi says, Mashmi she'orem kaya, the light will be dark, will be dim a little bit. And another pasuk says, no, uksiv, near the pasuk glendorf, uvoy shachama ki molach Hashem tzvokos, Uksiv, another pasuk says, Voi or halavona, the light of Levana will be korachama, like the light of the sun. Mashma will be much more lighter later on by Moshe Mashiach. Fiorachama yia shivosayim kior shivosayomim, that the forget even the sun will be much greater then. So when it's like Asher, Kani Moshe Mashiach, Kani Elam Abo. Rashi says the Moshe Mashiach means kishiyich lahashibud voice or halavona kiorachama. When the shibud, the work will stop, then the levon will shine like the sun. Or lost the lovoi, but lost the lovoi the chorf levon of voishachama. But roiv nigoyim shal tzadikim, because of the shining from the tzadikim, they themselves will be a little bit dim. Tzatzchil between Yemaisa Mashiach and Elam Abo. According to this chat, Elam Abo means v'yachat chiyas emesim, later when all the tzadikim will come again. Shmuel, Samar says, no, the Shmuel, the Yoma, ain't been there Lamazel, Lemaisa Mashiach, Ela Shibit Golis Bavad, according to Shmuel, that holds. When Yemaisa Mashiach will be the same type of a life we have now, just that all the Goyim will realize the greatness of Hashem, and they won't give us any Shibit, we won't have to work for them. If so, Upshan, they steal in the Psukim, so again, like Asher, Kan Bamachna Tzadikim, Kan Bamachna Shina. Rashi says, Shmuel, that says other places, there's no difference. So then, both these two pshatim that we're talking about are Olam Habo. So one's from a machne shchina, Rashi's v'chof from Yitziv Hashchina. By the machne shchina, then the moon and the sun will be like embarrassed from the shchina of Hashem. Kama machne tzadikim means in the machne tzadikim, then they'll shine tremendously. Then the sun and the moon will shine even more than we have right now. Rav has a question like this. Ksiv one pasuk says, Ani omos v'yechia, I will kill, I will bring alive. Well, see, another pasuk says, "Mochatzti v'ni'erpa." Mashma, the ones that were had sicknesses, I will heal. So mashma again, by chiyas emesim, they'll get up all healed. And the first pasuk just says, "No, that they'll wake up." That's all. It doesn't say they'll be healed. So Gemara in Tzema, Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Mashani meimis ani mechayim." Whoever I killed, I will bring alive. I'll make it chiyas emesim. And behold, the ones that get up, Masha Mechavti Baniyepa, the ones that were like hit, will be healed. Tell Rabbana, let's surprise of this. Ani Omis V'yechi, I will kill and I will make alive. Yochel, I would think to say, Teimisa B'yechad V'chaim B'yechad, just means to say the people that are alive will die. And the people, when new people will be born. Kedera Sholem Neid, like our world goes, the people are born, people die. But not that there'll be a Chisa Mason. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, no, Mochatz Bivani Erpa, the people that were sick, I will heal. Ma Mechitz Rafu B'yecho, just like Hashem heals the ones that were sick. I tell you, Af Misa Uvechayim B'yecho, the same thing. The people that died, those people B'tchiz Mes, Hashem will bring alive again. Mikan, for me, a tshuva is an answer. The Yomim, to the people that say, Ain't Tchiz Mes in a Torah. Here's a pasuk, there is Tchiz Mes. Tanya we learned, Omer Rabbi Meir, Minayin l'tchiyas ha-meisa min ha-Torah. Where's the proof that there'll be tchiyas ha-meisa from the Torah? Shneim ha-Pasik says, Oz Yashim Moshe uvnei Yisrael sashir v'azayis l'Hashem. Like then, Moshe sang in Yisrael. So Dashin Shor l'Nem, it doesn't say that they sang, Ela Yashir, they will sing. Mikan l'tchiyas ha-meisa min ha-Torah. As even though they did sing then, but Lashin of Yashim means that they'll sing again by tchiyas ha-meisa. Kiyetza b'derev, the same type of drasha, also at time you tell me. The pasuk says, Oz yivne Yeshu mizbech l'Hashem. Then he will build a bema, even though he built it already. So, bono l'nev, it doesn't say he built it, and l'yivne, he will build it. Again, mitchan for me, l'tchiyas ha-meisim v'nateru, here's the proof that there'll be tchiyas ha-meisim v'nateru. V'demur elam ha-yativ, so, when the pasuk says, Oz yivne ha-shloim ha-bema l'chmoish, shikot smayif, so he will build the bomber. Does it really mean that he built it? And like he will build it. He didn't even build it then. Does it mean to say he will build it? He will build it. So Moses says, Hachinami, the Yivna, does it mean to say he will build it? Ela, all the pasuk means, Manal of a classic Yilabana. Now the other pshat is he didn't even build it. Just he had in mind to build it. That's the Chshivas, he had in mind, it's considered as if he did it. But before the Psukim, like Moshe explains, they did say Shiva. Yeshua did build the Bama. So what's the lesson of Yivna or Yashir? It means they'll do it again. B'shas Tchiyas HaMeisim. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin L'Tchiyas HaMeisim. Minator, where's the proof that it's Chias Mesa Minatoro? Shimon the Pesach says, Ashra Yeshre Vesecho, O Yaluch Estela. So Hiraluch Olenema, that they did praise you, doesn't say, Ella Yalalucha, they will praise you. What do you mean they will? Mikan of Chias Mesa Minatoro. From Yabishua Ben Levi, Koloi Meshir, Balam Zeleva Seshir, in this world, Zeicha Vyom Lelamabo, Bezecha to say Shir Nelamabo. Shinem the Pesach says, Ashra Yeshve Vesecho, Oid Yaluchah Sel, again like Yaluchah, will be able to say Shira back to Hashem. People that say Shira in this world, that's the greatest madrega to come to sing to Hashem, they'll be Zerch and Elam Abo, and Chiyas Mesim to sing also to Hashem. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim of Chiyas Mesim in Atar, where's the proof that there'll be Chiyas Mesim in Atar? Shinem the Pesach says, Kol Tzayfayich, the voice of the watches, Nosu Kol Yachtav, they'll lift up their voices together. Yiranenu, they will sing. So Yiranenu Lenem doesn't say that they sang. Eli Yiranenu, they will sing. What do you mean they will sing? Again, Mikan et Chias Mesa Minatar. V'yom Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yechanon, Asidin Kol Haneviim Kulan Oimrim Shira B'Kol Echad. All the Neviim will come to say Shira to Hashem in one voice. What's the pasuk? Shneim the pasuk says, Kol. You want to know, they'll come lift up their voice together, they'll say Shira together with one voice. Whoever holds back Halacha from a Talmud, it's like he's stealing from him a Nachla that like inheritance he deserves from his father. Shinema the Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu, Moshe, my rosh shekilas Yaakov. That means, my rosh shilucho Yisrael. It's like Yerusha to the Okla Yisrael. Mishesh shimei breishis, from the shesh shimei breishis. Tichziv Rashi says, breishis bora b'shvil ha-Torah, shireishis, for Yisrael nikra reishis, for us, as she's in lanchu bora lakim, as Hashemayim. Hashem created the world in order that we should learn Torah. So if you hold back a Torah from a Talmud, you're stealing from him a nachla that he deserves. And Omer Rav Choma Bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido, Kol HaMenei HaLocha Mipi Talmud. Whoever holds back a halocha from a Talmud, Afilu Uvrin Shevimei Imoi Mekalol Noisoi, even the Uvrin, even the babies in the mother's stomach, they'll go to curse you for doing such a terrible thing, for holding back Torah from a Talmud they want to learn. Shinema, the Apostle says, Bor Yikvu, that the bore will soon see that.